Hello, good evening, and welcome to episode 52 of the Story Song Podcast. My name's Chris.
And my name is James.
How are you, James?
Good, thank you, Chris. Wow, 52.
52. We're almost up to the age of you.
And you, because we're the same age, you dick. And we're not 52 either. So you've put... I know. We're 26. That's why we all the kids listen to us, because we're cool.
Generation, I don't know, X, Y, or Z or something. After Z, is it like registration numbers where it goes A1? There's definitely no chance of us being A1, deemed classed as A1.
No, I don't think so. Hey? Right, what are we doing then?
So, what are we doing? What are we doing? I'm trying to think of some clues for you.
Because you don't do any prep.
No. So this is about a song that's about someone whose name is like a cherished red stone.
Right, Ruby. Ruby.
Well, it was easy, but yeah.
Right, it's a song called Ruby.
A bit more to it than that.
Ruby Red? Ruby Roo? Ruby Tuesday!
No, but I did nearly pick a Melanie song. She did, I can't remember which did the cover. Melanie Safka sadly died recently. And I nearly did Alexander Beetle tonight in honour to her. Because
I've no idea who she brilliant. Is.
You've heard
anyway,
her.
Anyway, come on. So next clue.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, but you should listen to her. She's wonderful. She had a great, great, great song. Great voice as well, and great songwriter. You're right. Well, you've got the first line of the song.
Ruby
Can you
Tuesday.
Guess what the rest of it is?
Ruby Tuesday. Is it that song by the Beatles?
We've just fucking said that, you tit. It's not that one. Do you know Ruby, 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 Ruby?
Ruby, 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 Ruby!
It's not that one.
Yeah.
It's not that one. It was written by Mel Tillis about a paralyzed veteran who lies helplessly as his wife paints herself up to go out for the evening without him.
Oh my God.
It was done first in 1966, but in 1969 it had the biggest impact, and it got to number two in the UK. By Kenny Rogers. Do you know it yet?
Ruby, don't take her love to town. Is it that one?
Yep.
I don't know what it's called. What's it called?
Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Oh, well, I will.
Have you just Googled that? Have you looked at that?
No, it's when you said Kenny Rogers in 1962. I thought, what could it be? And then I thought, then it came to me, honestly, I swear. That's
right.
No cheating
here. Yeah, good. Well, there you go. You got it. A point to you. I'm going to send you a pen.
Right. Well, while you send me that pen, I am going to get the song up.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
It's not often that we have a song that starts without the music, is it?
No, well, I wondered if you just got like a vocal only version. But then
where's
the bit that goes? Ding, 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 ding. And then it came in.
Well, it is the right version. It's good old Kenny Rogers, friend of Dolly Parton, dead now, I think.
Dolly Parton's not dead.
No, not yet. Not for a long time, I hope. Right, so. You kind of spoilt it for me, basically, because I didn't know anything about it. And now I know that he's obviously a paraplegic, you said.
Is it? Well, yeah.
Anyway, so Ruby is getting herself dolled up.
Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down.
He's not got an alien clock, has he?
Poor man, he has to rely on the sun, so he's not even facing the window.
By the sounds of things, he's always in the same room as, oh, I can tell by the shadow on the wall.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. But he's not facing the window, he's facing the wall because he can just see the shadow. It's a bit mean.
Well, you'd hope he'd be, if he was in a chair, he could, if he pushed down with his left hand and up with his right hand, he could spin to like 90 or 180 and then face the window.
Well, it depends how much what mobility he's got, really, but it seems a bit shit. Anyway.
Both his arms are fine.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Don't take your love to town.
Right.
Hold on, someone else.
Right. When I hear the words, don't take your love to town, that makes me think that she's a sex worker.
Sex worker, or maybe not a sex worker, just someone who's, you know,
going out and getting it.
Once fulfilling and once fulfilling. Filling okay. Full.
I know we don't talk about the video, but we've got a picture for some reason of a Native American lady with a wolf. This is what's telling us the story is all about. All right.
It wasn't me that started that old crazy war.
Hold on a minute. What Asian war?
The Asian war, well, it could have been one or two. It could have either been Vietnam or Second World War. Again.
Oh, of course. Which one? Hold on a minute. You said it's obviously Vietnam. Which one did you
not
say?
Obviously, not obviously. Do you remember the Americans fought in the Pacific? They fought Japan. Japan.
Oh.
So it could be either. Oh. I think that's irrelevant. But basically.
Well, no, I don't think it is. What year did this song come out?
It came out, it was written, the first recording was 66, but it could have related to either.
Oh, right, okay.
I think it could be second.
Yeah, okay, it could be either.
But I was proud going to my patriotic shore.
I think it's Vietnam, because he's come back from Nam, hasn't he, basically. I think so.
Yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, Ruby. I still need some company.
Oh,
it's sad. Sorry, fucking hell, someone else. You know, the receptionist's off today and the last one.
And we broadcast from our own Story Song skyscraper. It's hard to say that is Story Song skyscraper.
The long and short is we used to have a little ding dong bell and we used to press it at certain times, but now you press it all the time. I don't have one. It's solely in your command. Well, you keep pressing it before you talk.
Well, I've never said you can have your own bell. Get your own bell.
No one. Why have you got a bell? Because you're a fucking bellend. That's why you got one.
Well, that's not very nice. Let's get back to the story. He's not
sad, but basically the sad bit is that he's come back. He's and physically and mentally he's shocked and he can't do what he used to be able to do. And he's back home and you think, imagine how hard that would be. Poor guy.
Well, I think this is a problem. I don't think he's getting hard at all, but he does need some company, which is obviously secret words for sex.
Well, yeah, but if he can't get it up.
Who said he can't get it up?
Well, this is suggesting that maybe he can't, and maybe he can, I don't know.
Well, you can't blame her for off shooting.
It's hard to love a man whose legs have been paralyzed.
All right, so we're clear now. What's going on?
Okay.
All right. This is quite heavy. Heavy, Chris.
She's decided to shoot off to town because he can't shoot off in the bedroom. Has he got shot off in somewhere in Asia?
What? Say, what did you say?
Because he got shot off somewhere in Asia.
Right, well, I'm glad you can make light of this.
No, it's not. No, that's what I'm saying. It's a sad song. And you're... Man.
Well, what about this one?
Rage, Ruby, I realize.
So, the wants and the needs of a woman your age, I realised. What does that mean?
I don't know. Well, she might be young. You know, well, the average age was 19, wasn't it? If it was Vietnam, the average age was 19. The average age of the average American soldier, average age of the American soldier is 19 years old.
19. You only know that because of the song.
Well, no, it's just what it was. But then, so they could have been younger. But I think Second World War possibly could have been younger than that. So that's the average age.
It's not the Second World War. Stop going on about the Second World War. This is about Vietnam, because that's all the Americans ever go on about. It is, isn't it? I mean, it is. Well, they did Pearl Harbor, but they got that wrong, didn't they?
How many Vietnam War veterans does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, God. I don't know.
You don't know because you weren't there, man.
But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Ruby. Don't take your love to turn.
So he's basically saying...
It's dead sad, yeah. Like he's a
war. Yeah. If you could just hang around a few more weeks, I'd be dead. So they could do what you want.
Well, imagine that, they're coming back from seeing the sights and whatever, and also being.
Hold on, he didn't go over to see the sights. He wasn't
seeing things that they saw. Imagine that. What that would do to you. And physically, fucked you up. And you get home. I mean, if you're in there quickly, you could be back in 6 months. It could be 2-3 years, whatever. Well, Vietnam went on for fucking. Years, was that 15 years, whatever, plus, and you think
that did it? No.
Oh, the Vietnam War was a really, really long war, really long war in total. But yeah, imagine what that does to a person. You get home, but even if it's short, well, short term would be worse.
You get home. Got an idea because of all the films that the Americans keep making about it.
Well, no, the Vietnam War was fucking horrible, horrible.
Well, I think all wars are pretty bad. That was a nice war.
Didn't you do a play of What a Lovely War?
Yeah, I did. But that was to show everybody the First World War was. But as we called it, the Great War, because you didn't know there was another one.
There's nothing great about that war either. But yeah.
Love that. It's a brilliant show, that is. Anyway.
She's leaving now because I just heard the slamming of the door. Way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before.
Look, this is controversial, but maybe he's bloody annoying. Because it's all we've heard him do is moan.
He's probably suffering with PTSD. It's probably hard. I mean...
They didn't have it in those days, did they? They only found out about it, like, 20 years ago.
It's a new disease. It never... Well, shell shock, I guess it was... Well, I don't know, fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, that there probably was shell shock.
Well, no, not shell shock. I think properly just fucked you, made you fucking absolutely insane. PTSD, you got back and I guess you just fucking live with it and see it and all those things. Horrible, fucking horrible. But it's dead. But it's like she slammed the door. So it wasn't like a quiet shut of the door, slammed the door. But, you know, that would have changed him. Seeing all the things that he saw would have changed him massively.
And now she's got to look after him by the sounds of it. But she's not. It doesn't sound like she's doing a great job of it. He can't look out the window. He's looking at the wall.
I think he needs more than just her. I think he needs more support and help.
I know, but she'd be a good start. Yeah. Well, yes, it's very sad.
And if I can move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground.
Hold on a minute. he's not talking about killing himself. He's talking about killing her.
Yeah. Well, it could be murder-suicide.
Anyway.
Don't take your love to town. Oh, Ruby. God,
got six turnaround.
Yes, that hello, super robot. It's good to see you too, computer. Yeah. How are your binary bits? What did you say? You've got some more RAM? I mean, to be honest with you, it sounds a bit more noise than fucking voice, and I'm really struggling. That is slightly better, yeah. Okay. What?
Sorry, I don't think he's very well today. He's not. He doesn't seem
Do you know what I think he's got? I think he's got fluff in his speakers. I think he has. I think he's got a little bit of fluff tucked away in his speakers, and it's crazy. Yep.
That's not very nice. I know.
Fortunately, no one knows what you're saying anyway.
All right, so let's do the tropes. Oh.
Fucking hell, someone else at reception. Right. We've got a full house tonight. All 28 rooms are full.
Does somebody die? Yes. Well, he wants to kill someone, but no. No, I guess not.
But no one dies yet.
All right. Is there a twist? Well, yes.
Well, yeah, he's going to pull the gun on her.
We didn't know. So.
Pull the gun on her.
Is there a moral? No.
Don't fucking go to war.
Well, all right then. Does it push the boundaries of believability?
No, not at all.
No.
Is somebody cheating? Well, yeah, Ruby, I think. Is revenge involved? Yes, he wants to shoot her. Is there a telephone involved? Oh.
I don't think so.
No, but I'm thinking, no, there isn't one. Is it a country song? Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a sex worker? Ooh.
Probably not. I think.
Give it the benefit. And is it based on a true story? Well, I'm going to say yes, because it happened.
I was going to say, well, there'd be loads of examples, I would have.
Right, so it's...
You stopped doing the ping thing.
It's got 6 out of 10, which means...
That reminds me, when you did that then, you reminded me of the guy. Wait.
There you go.
You reminded me of the guy from Breaking Bad in the chair.
I haven't seen it.
Do the ping thing again, loads. That's the guy. He's a famous actor who died. He's been in a load. You don't realise how many things he's been in. But yeah, anyway, sorry.
Oh. All right then. Right, should we score it? And I give it an 8.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
And you've given it a 7. Okay, 15 points. High scoring. Okay, it's in 9th place. It's in the top 10 with Escape, the Pina Colada song, Harper Valley PTA, 2 of yours, Common People, and Skater Boy. So, yeah, you seem to have a lot at the top.
Yeah, but you're scoring as well, and you were like, you don't score me. You don't put much effort in. Actually, I put fucking shit.
What do you mean, don't put much effort in? I designed the supercomputer SS 2000.
So, SS 2000? Can't even fucking say it.
Well,
but before that, you said earlier that I don't put much effort in. I think I do. I think I research, because you just pick any song. You don't care.
Well, I seem to have struck a nerve here.
That last one, you said...
Sorry about this outburst, listener. You said...